I have to confess, I've had an awful lot of fun being the page administrator for the Refuge Facebook page. It's been really neat to be able to select photos and information to share with the public about what I really believe to be one of the most unique, best-kept secrets in the entire Refuge system. My involvement with the Refuge Facebook page has been my first involvement in any way with Facebook. And as a relative newcomer, I'd have to say there have been some surprises. One of the biggest surprises is just how little time it took to reach people from around the globe, literally. We have folks not just from our area or state following the page, but people on all continents except Antarctica. It's extremely gratifying to know that people the world over are able to see, on some small level, just how special Southwest Alaska and its resources are. Another surprise has been seeing just what types of photos and information people find interesting. For example, just a couple of weeks ago, I posted a photo that garnered a lot of attention. The photo shows a rainbow trout that was found to have in its stomach a large number of small mammals. And just what were those mammals? Shrews. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. There's probably a pretty decent chance that many of you listening know the photo of which I'm talking about. Well over 80,000 folks have visited our Facebook page to see that photo, and hundreds have liked and commented about it. During an absence from the office last week, a number of online and print publications put out stories about the photo and included it to share with their viewers and followers. For what it's worth, the photo was passed along to me to share by our fisheries biologist Mark Lisak, and the photo was taken by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game during a joint radio tracking project on the Kinnecktok River. It seemed to me a fascinating photo and thus was added to our Facebook page. Public response has been overwhelming, and a number of questions about the photo prompted today's episode about shrews. First of all, several people have inquired about if the shrews in the photo are in fact water shrews. The simple answer to that question is no. There is in fact a species of shrew called the American water shrew, and there are several subspecies of it. American water shrews are found near streams and lakes across many portions of the lower 48 in Canada. As their name would suggest, these particular shrews swim extremely well, and they use this ability to make short dives in search of food. A water shrew's diet consists of insects, small fish, tadpoles, and snails. However, water shrews are not found on Togiak Refuge, so, no, the shrews in the photo are not water shrews. There are 10 species of shrews known in Alaska, though the differences between them aren't likely to be noticed by anyone but experts. Shrews are very common mammals and can be found across all of Alaska, with the exception of the Aleutian Islands west of False Pass. Shrews live in all types of habitat, from heavily forested areas to open tundra. They are common enough that most likely you have shrews living around your home, whether you know it or not. On occasion, I see them around our house, and at the last house my family lived at, we occasionally found them in the house during the colder stretches of winter. So there are a whole lot of shrews out there, even if they're not often on your radar. Because they are so small, well, they're actually our smallest mammals, it's probable that they're often mistaken for other small mammals such as mice and voles. Shrews range in size from 3 to 6 inches, with a fourth to a half of that length being the tail. They can weigh as little as half the weight of a penny to as much as several pennies. Most are grayish in color, with light or white undersides. They have short legs and have a long, pointed snout with fairly long whiskers. If you could manage to get a good look at their dental structure, you'd quickly realize they're not mice. Instead of the flat incisors rodents have, a shrew's teeth are pointy, something along the lines of what you might expect from a predator. That's because they are predatory. Officially, shrews are insectivores. That is, they eat insects. But their diet can include a whole lot more than that. They do consume a lot of insects, as well as spiders and other small invertebrates. Some types of plant matter also figure into the diet. But most kinds of shrews will key in on and eat any kind of meat source. For example, one comment left by someone on our Facebook page thought it was funny that shrews were eaten by a trout because a few years back she was ice fishing and a shrew came up and tried to feed on one of her trout that was laying on the ice. Shrews are very aggressive and strong for their size and will sometimes kill and eat small rodents such as mice or voles. In western interior Alaska, shrews have been known to feed on blackfish that have come to the surface at holes in frozen over lakes. They have a very high rate of metabolism and may need to consume as much as 80 to 90% of their body weight daily in order to survive. To think of that in human terms is staggering. For me, it would mean that I'd need to be throwing down nearly 200 pounds of food a day. As hunters, shrews are thought to have very poor eyesight, but they compensate with extremely good senses of smell and hearing. As you might expect of a really small mammal, shrews are in turn popular prey species for a host of other predatory animals, including foxes, cats, weasels, marten, and other shrews. They are also targeted by birds such as owls. Shrews are solitary creatures, except when breeding. They are, for the most part, found on land and live under leaves, grasses, and logs. Most shrews prefer moist or damp areas. They are active throughout the entire year and will burrow through the snow during the winter. Shrews have a short lifespan, often less than 3 years, but they can be prolific breeders while still alive and kicking. The gestation period is about 3 weeks to a month, with litters of 2 to 10 common. Some types of shrews can have up to 10 litters per year, and for some species it's not uncommon for the female to get pregnant just days after giving birth. Shrews are unique in many other ways as well, depending on the species. For example, northern short-tailed shrews have poisonous saliva. This adaptation allows them to kill mice and larger prey and paralyze invertebrates such as snails and store them alive for later eating. Shrew venom is delivered to the prey species by grooves in the teeth. The venom glands of this species contain enough venom to kill 200 mice. Due to their poor eyesight, many shrews rely on a kind of echolocation for finding food. This is similar to what's found in bats, when sound waves are used to locate objects. Shrews, though, use a series of ultrasonic clicks to make their way around tunnels and burrows. Shrews are an unclassified game species in Alaska, meaning that there's no closed season or bag limit, should anyone want to harvest them, though I can't think of a reason why you would. Their role in ecosystems can be found to be either beneficial or negative. In agricultural areas, they can be helpful because they help keep numbers down for various pest rodent species. However, they themselves can be a pest, whereas they sometimes get into items that are left uncovered or unsecured in cabins or around homes. The truth is, there's still a lot that scientists still don't know about shrews in Alaska, with regards to things such as exact distribution, breeding cycles, and population numbers. And there's a lot about shrews as a whole that many people still don't know about, as evidenced by the many questions and comments on our Facebook page. For what it's worth, the shrews in the photo are most likely common shrews or tundra shrews. Togiak Refuge is home to 4 types of shrews, and those 2 are far and away the most common. As to how so many wound up in the same place and consumed by the same trout, well, that's likely to forever remain a mystery, with only educated guesses and speculation to attempt to fill in the blanks. One of the most plausible possibilities I've heard yet is that the shrews were on an island in the river, and flooding washed them off the island and into the water, and the trout wound up with a buffet, the likes of which it had never seen before. If you haven't had the opportunity to see that photo yet, I would invite you to visit our Facebook page and have a look. It's worth the time. And if you like what you see, please click like. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.